Heaven is happiness. How about that? Heaven is happiness. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Heaven is happiness. Yes, we all like to say heaven is a wonderful place, heaven is an exciting adventure, heaven is something very special, very wonderful, very meaningful. Heaven is something that we all look forward to and would like to have in our life more brilliantly, more beautifully. Heaven is something special, special, special. When we think of some good experience, we say, I'm in heaven. When we have a specially good meal, what a heavenly meal. Heaven is something very special to all of us. Heaven is happiness. Truly, heaven is happiness. And we think of heaven as being where our divine self lives, where our God self lives, where the divine in all is. We think of heaven as the ultimate joy, the ultimate bliss, the ultimate goal that we have for ourselves. We think that heaven is something very, very, very special. And really, heaven is not special at all. Heaven is the most ordinary thing in the world. Heaven is how we feel and how we are 99 100% of the time. Very little time are we spending outside of heaven. Very little time are we spending outside of our divine self. Very little time. We may think that we're spending time outside of heaven, but we're not. For when everything works right, we are in heaven. When our health is good, we're in heaven. When our relationships are good, we're in heaven. When we have all things working harmoniously in our life, all of our business, all of our relationships, all of our health, all of our experiences that we have, when everything is going right, we're in heaven. Heaven is the natural state of humanity. Heaven is the natural state of all existence. All existence is designed to be operating in harmony with itself, in harmony with all of life, in harmony as it is right now, perfectly, wonderfully, beautifully, fantastically. That's just the way it is. How can we build more heaven into our life? Well, we can't. There's no way we can build more heaven into our life because our life is 100% heaven. Now, what we can do, we can build an awareness in ourselves of this heaven that we are. We can build an awareness into ourselves of who we really are. Who are we? What is it when I say I am happy? What is it when I say all is in divine order? What is it when I say peace? What is it when I say goodness? What is it when I say things are nice? What is it when I say that everybody is such a joy to be with in this world? Well, I'm saying that I am putting the right causes in motion for my attitude. I guess that would be the key word there, attitude. When I have the right attitude, I am happy. When I have my attitudes all in harmony with my world, then I am happy. I am in heaven. Heaven is a state of consciousness. Heaven is a state of awareness. Heaven is a state of happiness. That's just the way it is. It always has been that way. It always will be that way. Now, if we're going to talk about heaven, if we're going to talk about happiness, if we're going to talk about these things, what we're talking about are metaphysical concepts. They are beyond the physical. And truly, they are beyond the physical. And yet, they are so much part of the physical that we feel them, we know them, we see them, we sense them, we are them all the time. And because we are them all the time, we are experiencing them in a beautiful, fabulous way. The metaphysical aspects of life we oftentimes think is beyond our awareness, beyond our ability to conceive of, beyond our ability to believe in and know. Truly, our metaphysical life is our real life. Because happiness is metaphysical. Joy is metaphysical. Peace is metaphysical. Goodness is metaphysical. All of these things that make up life, that make up reality, that make up us, is it. Now, is our physical body metaphysical? Truly it is. Our physical body we like to think of as something very physical, not metaphysical. Something we can touch and feel and sense. And yet, if I have the right attitude about my physical body, my physical body is harmonious, joyous, happy, healthy, good. All metaphysical principles, all metaphysical concepts, all beyond the touch. Can you touch happiness? Can you touch joy? Can you touch wholeness when your body is whole and perfect? Can you touch wellness? Can you touch the ability of a body to be in perfect homeostasis, to be in perfect harmony with itself, to be in perfect right action? You can't touch those things. Those are the metaphysical things in life. And so it would seem to me that it would be quite important for us to recognize heaven as happiness, and that heaven is metaphysical, happiness is metaphysical. It's very important for me to realize that I could well pay some attention, give some thought to what metaphysical is all about. What really makes up the metaphysical world? And what makes up the metaphysical world is the idea that we are happy people. The idea that we are joyous. The idea is that we are rich. Oh, rich. Yes, you say it's very physical. It's dollars and cents, but not really. To be rich means that you have all of the things that go to make up a happy life. To be rich means you have all of the abundance of ideas, of happiness, of joyful thoughts, of peace. A man would give up his kingdom for good health. When people get married, they give up their freedom, they give up their ability to live in total happiness, because they become possessed by the other. They need the other. Now, if they were just propagation of the race, that'd be one thing. But it turns into something else where you possess and own each other. The perfect marriage is where each partner is a partner, and you work together for mutual goods, and you also have individual ideas, you have individual desires, and you're free to be yourself, you're free to think your own thoughts, you're free to have your own imagination. And this is really something tremendously wonderful and important. True marriage is metaphysical. True marriage, where two people enjoy each other's company, enjoy each other's partnership, enjoy each other's sharing, and yet they have their own lives. They have their own ways of doing things. You say to yourself, a true marriage is rather unique then, isn't it? No. Every marriage is a true marriage. It is made in heaven. It is made in happiness. It's made in joy. It's made in delight in each other's presence. But then the marriage turns from the pure joy to something less than joy when it ceases to be a marriage, when it becomes a possession, when it becomes an ownership, when it becomes something where you are using the other person to tick yourself off in some way or another. A true marriage, and every marriage is a true marriage truly, a true marriage is one of pure happiness, pure bliss, a true metaphysical principle. And in that there is no possession. In that there is no ownership. There is no feeling that you must tell another person or another circumstance how to be. You delight in the beingness that is. You delight in the beingness that results from a developing a relationship, a developing consciousness. You delight in the relationship of happiness. Truly, you're in heaven. When you have a healthy body, you're in heaven. When you have a healthy relationship, you're in heaven. When you have a healthy thought, you're in heaven. When you have all that is good and beautiful, you're in heaven. Join me in being in heaven. Because heaven is just letting go and letting the divine in me, and be happy all the time. Quite exciting, isn't it? Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.